All right, Radio Luray, welcome back. I'm here at Riverfest. Jackson Wells, your station manager, talking to a couple of the members of the band Animal Boy. I'm talking to Tommy and Marty. How are you fellas doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great.
Awesome. All right. You guys just played what you described as your biggest set ever in terms of attendance. What was that like?
Very nerve-wracking. Taken up a lot of my brain space for the past several months. Yeah, I mean, like, when we get on stage, we sort of become different people. Yeah.
Well, I think you guys really killed it. By the time we showed up for your guys' last song, you guys had the audience in the palm of your hands.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Awesome. All right, let's get into it and kind of chat a little bit about the band, but kind of a little bit more about what you guys do. So, first question, I guess, is how'd you all get together?
I mean, actually, Marty can probably talk about this, but it sort of started as a personal project right out of high school for me. So there's this whole album that I basically did like by myself in my dorm room. Mm-hmm. And then like in first year, I was hell bent on like putting a band together. I can throw it to Marty for how I met him.
We were in line for a cafeteria at the South Residence in Guelph.
Nice.
And he just happened to turn around and serendipitously look at my shirt and ask me what kind of music I liked. And the rest is kind of history.
Awesome. That's kind of how it happens. Now transition a little bit, getting into kind of why you make the music you make. Not a lot of like surf rock, surf punk acts that like you don't see those influences a lot. You're like 50s, 60s like surf rock guitars. Where's your love for that come from?
I honestly don't know. I think in high school I saw a lot of bands like Goodbye Honolulu and Always like as they were like coming up. This is in like maybe 2016.
Yeah.
And I just love that like. The subject matter is maybe not cheery, but it sounds fun and danceable.
Yeah.
It's like something like really high energy that people can like get into and connect with. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of like influences and stuff like that, are you guys named after the Ramones album or
we
something
are
else?
Not. No, completely unrelated, not even 1%. I think it was originally sort of like feeling dehumanized about trying to conform to like basically what I perceive to be like what people expect a man to act like.
Yeah.
Like never really like measuring up or like being considered to be like a proper man because I don't do A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And speaking of kind of feeling like that, you guys, from what I understand, are kind of mostly self-published. You kind of do your own recording, your own producing.
Yeah.
What's that like?
A very long process. Like our last album took about 3 years of just slamming it out in my bedroom over and over and me saying it's not good enough and everyone else saying it was fine. It gives us a lot more freedom to experiment. I think if we were to go into a studio, it would cost us even more money because I'd have to do 80 takes of the vocals.
Makes sense. Awesome. And talk about like doing things on your own. What's it like being a band from Guelph? And what does it mean to be a Guelph band, if that's what you consider yourself?
Guelph is weird in the best possible way. So I'm actually originally from Toronto, but I think there's not a lot of university towns that have such like an active art scene that will support each other. And like Guelph's music scene has absolutely no business being as good as it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of like small venues that you can start at. There's tons of like artsy queer people who are like into the kind of stuff that we're doing, and that has helped us and our friends out a lot to have that like supportive community.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, I wanted to talk a little bit about your latest album, My Love Is a Terror. Spent a lot of time listening to it before the interview because I wanted to think about it and think about you, what you guys do. I noticed when on your Bandcamp, all your kind of lead-up singles have this kind of hand motif. Is that something in the album art that's like a thing that just happened by accident, or what does it mean? Kind of, what does the kind of art there mean, and what is, I guess, maybe like the album about?
I think the album is sort of split into two distinct parts. One is sort of reaching out for your counterpart in another, like trying to have some sort of like physical or emotional connection. Like the album art was supposed to be a moving GIF, but we're not big enough and Spotify won't let us do that. But, and then like the second half of the album is sort of receding and like drowning and everything sort of coming apart. So I found that like in the lyrics and in sort of just the other themes of the album. There's a lot of like reaching out and pulling away.
Is that now, I think the obvious question is, you say this album came out last year, you say you recorded over 3 years. Is that like a pandemic thing to you?
It sort of worked out that way. I mean, we started immediately after our album previously to that, where I started writing better songs. Yeah. But it, you know, when the pandemic happened, we actually all like lived together, but there was sort of nothing to work towards. So it was like, why even bother practicing or working on this?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really do anything for a while. And I think that was actually a good thing, because like if we had recorded right after our last album, it just wouldn't have turned out as mature as it did.
Yeah. Awesome. And one last question about the album, and I guess not just the latest album, but a bunch of your stuff. You use a lot of like spoken word samples, kind of open songs, clips from different things. What's kind of your thought on why do you guys do that? So what are some of them from? Because I don't even like know what those are. And why do you like doing that?
That's a good question. I think I like to tie the songs together into a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of like the idea of found footage,
yeah,
sort of making its way into the songs. As far as like where I get them from, I do a lot of thrifting, and I'll find all the stuff in the $1 bin that no one wants, like children's recordings from the 30s of like comic books and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every single sample is like ripped off of a vinyl where
That's
no one's
cool.
looking at the copyright anymore.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. Thank you for answering that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hopefully. And now to kind of maybe like transition our way out a little bit. You guys have been putting out music since 2018. Some would say that would make you experienced musicians.
Oh, God.
Do you feel that way? And what do you think's changed since you first started working together?
Something I think about a lot is sort of like the X factor of... You can have a group of great players that just can't play for shit together.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like we're never going to meld. But I think we've sort of started to be able to read each other telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took me a long time to be better at songwriting and sort of like know what my voice was. But what's tough is like our first album, it seems like people have really viscerally connected with it because it's so visceral and just completely honest. And I think the one feedback that I maybe agree with is it's sort of the sound of growing up.
Yeah. Marty, what do you think's changed for you since you guys started?
I just think that we've gotten a lot tighter as a band, like much more comfortable performing with each other, like kind of like what Tommy said, like sort of telepathically knowing when to, you know, speed up, when to slow down. Like if one of us, you know, misses a cue, it's fine because we know exactly how to pick it up. Not like that happens often, but.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Last question is the one I always ask, and maybe one that people dread. What's next? Are you guys playing more? Are you guys recording, putting out some new music? What do you think's next for the band?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have 2 or 3 EPs of material written. One is almost done. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to play bigger shows where there's like people there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much. Well, thanks so much. That's Tommy Davies and Marty Brown of Animal Boy.